say a little bit about tanning of seal skins, whatever you think is important, and the tools and what you do to take care of a good seal skin.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe start out with a smaller seal.
To tan it?
Yeah, to tan it. Take care of it, mm-hmm. to tan it. From the time it's killed.
You just only have a fellow with seal or a pick for the horse and put it on that stick and step it with your knee like this and put your shovel on top of the box or wood little fire. Then you hold a knife and then scrape it.
Is it a butcher knife you're talking about?
Butcher knife, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You scrape it easy. And when you're out of that on your way or something like, you get laid down on the floor and then scrape it with your own scraper. Just like, either way.
What's the purpose of you mentioned a box, a blazer box or something like that, do you? Or a smaller box than that even?
For
one end, up higher.
Up higher,
and
you
use a stick instead of a shovel, pole, or...
No. It has to be straight.
Yeah, smooth.
Yeah, smooth.
Yeah. What's the purpose of using the butcher knife on the skin?
To clean the skin out, the inner skin out.
Oh.
On the seal.
Is the fat already all off of it?
Yes. Everything.
Everything.
And then...
Is this a fresh skin or was it dry?
Fresh skin or either.
Could be either.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh or dry.
When it's dry. And after you scraping it, and then soak it with soapy water.
What kind of soap you're supposed to use now?
Naphtha
soap right now. How many years have you used that?
Brown soap?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And your family, do you remember how long you...
Well, Mama used to have that kind of brown soap.
Even back when you were a kid?
Yeah. She always kept it in some place in the bag. You said it get a little small just for
chipping. Towards
head.
Towards toward the head, yeah.
From the tail.
From the tail to the
yeah.
head. And do you have this one over, is it flat or is it on over something?
No, flat.
Flat.
Uh-huh. And when you're scraping it, the seal,
mm-hmm.
start it from the tail.
Right.
Not to open them, you know, on the seal.
Yeah.
Because when you open it, the head always...
Mm-hmm. In a seal, if I understand, there's more than one layer of skin, right? And there's a color, some of the little colors. Now, the top layer of skin, it has a different color, doesn't it, than below
yeah.
it? What do you call it, that dark top layer? Is there a word for that? That outer part?
In Eskimo?
Yes.
Mammoth rock. Mammoth rock.
Mammoth rock?
Uh-huh. And then that next to it, you know, sometimes it's thinner.
Yes.
Mamira. Mamira.
Meaning less.
Less.
Mm-hmm.
Mamira. And that, it's like it's even. Mami. Mamira. Mami. Mamira.
Under this, then there's a thicker part, isn't there? Of the skin.
Yeah.
Does that have a separate word? Part
underneath? We call it amok.
Yeah. And you also call the whole thing even with a black
yeah.
layer on it.
Yeah.
But you say reason I asked you were mentioning this in water would not to break through the outer dark part.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Oh, that you mean that black thing to name it?
Yes, I was wondering the layers of dark part of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
If that has a name.
And when it's small, just from the top,
fold it together and sew it.
I see. Do you use soap or in, on the skin for water mufflers? You wash those with soap?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
So it doesn't, it doesn't matter if you take out some of the grease?
No. Brown soap.
But the important thing is that it not to break through that outer black, black part.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And how about, say, so you use a head big seal too, don't you?
Yeah.
Group?
That's for body.
Yeah. Can you tell me anything about taking care of those?
Well, same races like that, but it's so thicker that it doesn't matter, you always use it in the own way.
You need to, you don't, it doesn't take so much care in the scraping of it.
No.
Because it's heavier.
Uh-huh.
You also scrape the inside of the Uber
No.
You don't.
No.
You don't have to.
No,
you don't have to.
Don't have to scrape.
No.
Just take the hair off on its hair on.
Yeah. And all these seals have been first, they've been stretched, haven't they? Somewhere, By how do you do this? Say it's springtime.
Stretch it with a little stick.
You're sitting out on the ground or on the open country.
Yeah.
Mm. Do they ever use the stretchers, wood stretchers, up off the ground?
When they have wood stretchers in handy, in their homes, they're using it.
Mm-hmm.
Even they dry it in the winter time. Not at no attack, though, but on the
coast. How about most of the sealskins at no attack? Are these gotten by no attack people, or are they traded?
By no attack people?
Yeah. Yeah. Including Uruk skin?
Including Uruk skin, yes.
Yeah. Could you tell me while we're talking about Uruk skin, you mentioned, you mentioned that you started make crimping at an early age and so on, and could you repeat what you told me about, you crimp and sell boot soles, don't you?
Yes.
And could you tell me, if they're in demand, if people want yours or anything about it, how you do it too?
Mm-hmm.
It must be that some women do it better than others, is that true?
I guess so.
Can you tell me how you make a pair of boot soles? Well, a heavy sole.
Yeah, Ugruk soles.
Mm-hmm.
They make them hair on, they call that black bottom. Take the hair off.
Mm-hmm.
And white bottom, just take that black thing off, leave it around in the ground, let it take the, it's easy to take the hair
off. You flip it? How do you take the black off?
Well, it is more easy to let it take it off with rub it with seal oil.
With oil.
Oil. On the hair part.
Is it when you're doing
it? On the hair part and on the skin.
When you want to take the black off.
Uh-huh.
Is this done entirely by scraping or is it
No. Just kept it in while it's raw.
Oh, keep and let it.
Yeah.
Would the skin be soured at all or left in a warm place?
Left it in a warm place.
It would be, so it flips.
Yeah, it flips.
Mm-hmm.
And when it flips, you wash it off and stretch it out, let it dry.
Yeah.
Without any scraping, nothing.
Oh, I see.
And same way with when you tie it, you must color it, from with it.
You guys some of yours?
They call it red.
Yeah.
Color stuff.
This is from bark? Using bark?
That's bark.
Uh-huh. What's the name of the plant from which you get the bark? What's the word for that plant? Could you continue now? We'll go back to that later on the dyeing.
You have to, when you're making a bottom, you have to so be careful. When it's too wet and when it's too dry, you have to like it. And you make it into...
Could you tell me how you measure the soul with your own system of measurement with your hand?
My hand?
Yes.
Put your hands on the board or something. Middle finger.
Mm-hmm.
And have to my forefinger from myself.
You take one from your thumb to your middle finger, then you repeat it, add one to your thumb to your trigger finger or forefinger, right?
Yeah.
That's the length of the foot.
And then on the head part of your foot.
The front of the foot.
Yeah.
The widest part.
Mm-hmm. I used some thumb to my arm.
The first joint?
First joint of my small...
Little finger. At the cross.
Yeah.
Across the top of your hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And on the heel. Yeah, the sink.
when part of it were on top of the water, that means that the place is more hard.
It won't be soft and so forth.
Yeah. It kind of, you know, kind of really hard to make but it still be. And I started making a bottom when I was 11 years old. Then
what kind of tools were you using in those days?
Yes, with Hulu.
With Hulu and what else?
And rock.
Rock.
To take the hair off.
Mm-hmm.
I never used really scrapers, just rock when I make bottom. And even when I take the hair off from the...
How did you do the crimping in those days when you were a girl? Crimping marks, you know. How did you make those?
I used my own teeth.
You did, huh? Even 11.
From 11.
Mm-hmm.
From 11 and then still making a bottom.
What do you use right now for the crimping?
Pliers.
Pliers.
I have not one even natural teeth.
But you do quite well using pliers.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me about what you have to do to pliers to improve them and make them into a crimping tool? Do you use them just as you buy them from the store?
No.
You don't.
You have to make it more thinner from the top.
You bevel off. You make it. You file off.
File the head.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You mentioned the pliers that your son Terry had worked on.
Yeah.
These are beveled. They're angled off in the end, aren't they? And they're rather thin. The end of the pliers is very thin, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, because you file it off.
Mm-hmm.
How wide are they? Are they rather... Well, I asked you how wide your pliers were.
4.5 inch.
Half inch, yeah.
And got to have a spring, right on the handle.
Yes. Did those pliers come with a spring on them when you bought them?
First time I have nothing. I tried to use the coil spring on it, but I didn't make it myself.
Well, these pliers, the ones you showed me, have a little hole for a spring.
Yeah, a hole right on the, just like
here. Right here,
yeah.
The joint of the pliers.
Yeah. When you tie the handle, they open itself.
Mm-hmm.
Open themselves. I got those from Bell. Yeah.
When you start your crimping, is there any part of the foot that you've been, or some part of the foot where the crimping begins? So you're looking at a foot, you know, mine is right here.
Oh, this is my measurement from the measure of my foot.
I see your own.
Mm-hmm. From the toe, from the middle, around to each. This is my measurement for the crimp.
From getting pressed, we'll have to put that on paper.
From to middle.
We'll probably have to put this on paper because of the difficulty of putting it on paper, the short.
And on the heel, my thumb and my whole second joint.
Yeah. Can you give me an idea of how long it takes you to crimp a pair of soles? You're using pliers now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A day. Half a day.
Half a day.
When you learn it, half a day.
If you never make mistakes, do you?
No, I never.
If you make mistakes, can you do it over?
Do it over.
Yeah.
Do it over and over. So many times they can't, people right now, they can't even make a pair a day. Just when they work on one bottom, they work it just the front part, day, next day, a day.
If you were telling somebody who has never crimped soles, how would you advise them to, the most important thing to remember?
You should advise them to soak it good. That's the only thing when it's kind of hard they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to teach ladies, all right, but they never...
You see a lot of souls nowadays, and they're made for sale. Some of these have, in the middle, they have a big crimp, and they have irregular, the soul is irregular, it's not flat. Why is that? And sometimes the end of it is shaped too sharply back. It comes back, an angle to your toe hits the end. It's not shaped right. Can you tell me why the soul is not right? You know, it's crimped, and it's not flat.
When you start it straight, right, straight, the bottom of your life is, this is the bottom, right, straight.
Mm-hmm.
It always goes through that way. Doesn't it? But when you hold it like this, your bottom, from where you start, you have to just watch this one here.
The first is important.
And turn it, little toe to the middle of the...
You angle it back a little bit. Your first step is angle a little bit back toward the middle of the boot, toward the back of the foot.
Yeah. And when you scrimp it, make it more little, hold it more bigger and on little narrow on the edge, like
this. Mm-hmm. If the crimp is bigger down toward the bottom of the sole and it is up at the top.
Yeah.
Right. If you do the toe crimp first or second?
The first.
Then you do the heel crimp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you think of anything else that we should be put down on crimping? I know one thing I wanted to ask you. You said that you have made them and people buy them from you.
Yeah.
What is the most number of souls you've made in a short length of time?
Christmas
time.
December. Yeah, Christmas time when they're making I made one time 42 prayers inside 2 weeks. That's mean 21 a week.
Oh, and two,
yeah.
These are prayers, that is, there are two of them for each. And these are 42 pairs.
Yeah.
So it'd be 84 separate souls, double it for all these. For 42 people.
42 people.
Right.
Yeah. 42 people.
People pay you a cash nowadays?
Yes. Long time ago when I made our first meeting, one of my used to sell for 50 cents. Boy, I shouldn't have done that before.
How many years ago? What years were those?
I don't know. If I would go back to my early days, I would
know. You feel all good. How much are you getting for an adult pair now, if you sell them for cash?
$4.
$4?
$4.
How about
at home?
Yeah, at home. This is at Northcraft?
Northcraft.
Even
at Northcraft.
Oh, at Northcraft,
For a woman, $360, and for a child, $2.50.
How much does the skin cost you if you buy the little skin now, or do you trade them with it?
$18.
$18?
Yeah.
Just for a medium size?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to scrape it yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You do that work all yourself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a half ugly skin when you make a bottom. For all the, I usually try to use the foment part, the tail part of a stick.
Is it the heavier or?
Heavier. And the head part for child. And the body part, some body part.
Mm-hmm. Could you guess how many pairs of soles you get from a medium-sized roof skin? So you're mixing children and men, women?
If I make
Adela, I asked you how many pair of men's boot soles you get out of one oval skin?
Maybe eight pairs.
Seven pairs. And you say you can cut also women's and children's on the same skin if you want to.
That's enough for all. Yeah.
But would you say would it waste more?
Waste more when you cut for ladies and child. You know.
Just leave more of the cut off you can't use around the corners.
Uh-huh.
Do you get cash for all of your? Or now you still take trade.
Trade.
If somebody's hard up to you, or if they send it on.
But right now, it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard.
Yeah. Have you adjusted your prices over the years? When the prices of things grew up, you changed the amount you charge for your soul?
Yeah.
Can you remember back what you charged over the years?
Well,
10 years ago, were you charging the same?
No.
You weren't?
No. It was $1.75, $1.09, $75, $60,
but now, right now, it's $50. You've had a crisis, so you're trying to keep up with it.
Yeah.
Where have you been getting your group skin the last few years?
From Chicago.
You ever get them from Point Hope? Or Kivalina?
I just got the first time I had half a group from Point Hope.
So you usually don't get it from there.
No.
Uh-huh. Is your own family hunting and getting your group skin heavy the last few years?
My son-in-law got 3 inches.
You got some?
Yeah.
Some from October 28th, 1968. Adela, we had been discussing about childbirth, and you told me that you could give an example from the old days. Women gave birth and the customs before the whites came into the country. Could you do that for me?
Well, a lot of times Mama used to say that all the time were half time. You know, half time sometimes when they're going to have a baby in the winter time, most of them they were struggling, you know. When a woman said, she was pulling the flip, maybe. Probably pulling a husband on the other side and her on this side. And she said, having a pain, the day stopped, and then some of the snow, and then the time. So when the snow makes a little go, but her there's no tracks on, this way has no tracks on, so when the snow goes so deep, and then put underneath with a skin, terrible
skin,
and then perhaps I have to wait.
It was just one of those little huts, a little tent with a pole bent over to make a frame. Or just open
on the skin.
They were traveling. Or just on the skin.
The skin has no chance
to build anything.
Frame
takes
down
back. Just the open air.
Open air.
Yeah.
And then I asked mother one time how do they do the cord and how do they ever wash the baby? No, she said just wipe it off a little bit and then tie the cord with a twisty cleaner. And then sprinkle it with this powder. Powder it with dried willow acid.
Oh.
But they always
then she put the baby on her back and then started going walking.
You were saying, Donald, that it turned out that a woman died?
Yeah.
Were you through that portion, or do you want to do
one? Well, she died. The baby was born, but then what you call it?
Afterbirth?
Afterbirth. Didn't
hold or held inside.
Yeah.
I guess that would be crazy.
Yeah. Baby was born, but she lived a lot of death. Nobody wouldn't go in there.
Yeah.
If a person go in there to help, she may die too.
Yeah.
And he may die.
Yeah.
But for the woman trying to help the baby alone.
Mm-hmm. Did they save the baby in that case?
No, they didn't.
Did you ask your mother about the younger children, if she had them the same way, or if there were any changes in her custom?
down in my down in the house. Because I asked Mama where I was born. She said in the house. But I don't know for sure my next older sister.
See, are you the, I forget, are you the youngest?
I'm the youngest.
Youngest.
And
yeah, oh, that's right.
From Lily, she said.